Nick, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. A couple of former legislators there locally are now serving in statewide offices. Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales. And we also have Stephanie Garcia Richard serving now as Commissioner of Public Lands.
That's right. And of course, Howie grew up here in Silver City and has basically been in the community his whole life, served for the last decade in that District 28 seat, and ran for governor a couple years ago, or 4 years ago, and then ran for lieutenant governor this time around, was successful, and so had the opportunity to head up to Santa Fe for the inauguration at last week. And quite a thing. We live streamed that on our Facebook page. In fact, if you want to watch that private ceremony that happened just after midnight on the 1st, you can still check that out there. And it was a lot of fun. A lot of folks from Silver City and Grant County obviously made the trip up to support both Howie and Stephanie. Of course, Stephanie Garcia Richard, the new Commissioner of Public Lands, is from grew up in Silver City, although she served in the legislature recently from up in the Los Alamos area. So, yeah, it's interesting, two Grant Countyans in statewide office.
Who was recommended by Grant County to serve in Howie Morales' former state Senate seat?
Yeah, it's something you hear a lot about if you're in Grant County right now. There was a packed house for the County Commission meeting, special meeting last Thursday, where the Grant County Commission, which was the last of the three commissions to make a recommendation to the governor, met and heard from their candidates. Originally, there were nine people who'd applied, and that had folks had pulled out and thrown their support behind others, so there were six left by the time the interviews actually happened last Thursday. And it really narrowed down to two, Saya Correa Hemphill, a newcomer to the political scene. She is a counselor in the public schools in Silver City. And of course, Gabriel Ramos just retired from the Grant County Commission. He was the recommendation of both the Catron and Socorro County Commissions. And after a two-hour-long meeting, tons of public input, basically what happened was a 3-2 vote to recommend Mr. Ramos for the seat. So now the big question is, what will the governor do? And there's actually quite the movement in Grant County to try to convince her not to make an appointment. There seems to be some question here about whether she even has the power to do that. Certainly in judicial nominations, if she doesn't like the name she sent, she can send them back. But in this situation, it sort of remains to be seen what's going to happen. And of course, legislative session at this point is now a week away.
Just around the corner. Thanks, Nick, for the update. We're going to move on now to Christine Steele with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Christine, you did some reporting on a new airline that is operating out of the Grant County Airport. What do we know?
That's correct, Anthony. Advanced Air took over from Boutique Air with flights starting this past Sunday. They won the EAS, the Essential Air Service contract from the U.S. Department of Transportation. So I was on their inaugural flight at 6:30 Sunday morning, and I can tell you the planes they're flying is a King Air 350. It's the same seating, the same number of seats, nine seats, as the Pilatus planes that Boutique was flying, but improved comfort, really smooth flight. They've also added more trips, and they've added more trips back and forth to Phoenix. So they'll be flying out of Grant County, going to Albuquerque several times a day, round trips, and they'll be flying several times a week going to Phoenix, round trips. Tickets, a one-way ticket to Albuquerque is $84.93, including tax, and the return flight is the same. If you buy a book of 10, the cost goes down to about $62 and change each way. A ticket from Silver City to Phoenix is $118.25 with the return flight a little bit higher because of taxes out of Arizona, and that return would be $123.85. People have expressed a little concern here about the prices being higher than Boutique's, but really they're not if you look at it overall. Boutique didn't have a flat standard rate, so there were times you could book a flight for $75 or be $150 one way to Albuquerque. So Advanced has standard pricing on all their tickets, so you know what your ticket's going to cost. And So far, it's been smooth sailing. They had 8 legs on Sunday, all ran on time despite a little bit of inclement weather. And so far, the service, I think, is going to be great for Grant County.
Okay, Christine, thanks for the update. We will talk with you all next week.
Thanks, Anthony.